But first up, a man who will be watching with interest this Sunday night. The former CEO of South Sydney, Shane Richardson, is on the line. Morning, Richo. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, buddy.
Great to have you on the program in a very special week personally for you, with such incredible links, of course, back to the Rabbitohs. And I want to know how you're feeling just 5 days away from seeing them roll out in the grand final again.
Oh, it's a fantastic feeling, and I'm pleased that Blake's got to deal with the day-to-day organisation and running of the club leading up into the grand final, because there's a lot to be done. So I'm able to sit back here in lockdown like everybody else at Lura and just enjoy every minute of it. So and got the barbecue fired up for Sunday. So looking forward to what's going to happen.
Richard, we speak to players, obviously. We speak to coaches in the build-up to the grand final and the big week. And you just mentioned there the role of the CEO. So what have you got to stay on top of and try and manage, I guess, to the biggest game of the year?
It's all about trying to make sure that the concentration and focus the players have is on the game. So therefore, there's a huge amount of logistics that you've got to organise to make sure that's the case, whether it be your sponsors, but more importantly, the families of the players, because, you know, obviously, not only do the families want to get to the game, they'd have, you know, 1,000 people trying to get tickets to the game too to support them. So, you know, organising those tickets, organising the fact of where they are, making sure the wives and families and girlfriends are taken care of, takes a huge mind off, a worry off the players' shoulders, because obviously they're dealing with their family every day leading into it. So I think that's really, really important, making sure sponsors are on side, you know, just making sure the whole club ticks along. And that I always say that when you win a premiership, from the receptionist through to the water boy through to the head coach, it's got to be a feeling in the whole club that you're actually working together to make it happen. So grand final week is huge. I remember last time that, you know, we started. I made the mistake of making a meeting at 8 a.m. the morning after the preliminary final, and I'm not sure how I got there, to be totally honest. But I know my wife drove me, but I wasn't at my best that morning. So it is a big week to organise, and there'll be a lot of staff at South now putting things together, especially when it's got to be remote. You're still going to make the fans feel welcome, but it is remote, you know.
As you followed the fortunes of the Bunnies this year, and when they had 50 points put on them, history says you can't make the grand final. When Latrell is rubbed out, everybody said you can't make the grand final. Did you back them in? Were you prepared to go the distance if you took your emotional hat off?
Oh, definitely, because there's a couple of reasons. First of all, you know, I was at Dubbo for the thrashing, so it wasn't one of the great days driving back from Dubbo, I can assure you. But I knew that, and so did what Wayne's plans were. And, you know, Wayne always had this feeling that it wasn't what it was at the start. We'd been near the top of the ladder for the three previous years, and in fact, in front of most cases. And Wayne really felt that we needed to get prepared to finish the season off strongly. So those games, we had a few injuries and a few things go wrong, but I knew Wayne and Jason Demetriou had in their minds that what we needed to do to get the season back on track. And I think that's what you've got to look at, is what sort of team we've been since that loss. And it's, you know, we've probably been the best defensive and offensive team in the competition. So I wasn't surprised at all. Wayne Bennett's a genius.
He is, and you had to go to great lengths to get him to South Sydney. Can you just explain to our listeners that long and tough process of trying to recruit Wayne Bennett to the Bunnies?
Well, funnily enough, it wasn't that long and tough. I mean, obviously, we tried previously in 2011, but he chose to go to the Knights at the last minute. That's well documented. But the next one wasn't anywhere near as torturous as that. That went on for months. And then, you know, funnily enough, out of that's what karma is, as Russell constantly talks about karma. And he's right, is that, you know, we picked up Michael Maguire. And, you know, of course, you know, he went on to win us the premierships and did a great job for us. So this time around was a completely different situation. You know, we'd appointed Seibold. Seibold, we thought, would stay, chose not to, had another year to run his contract. And as documented, I had a phone call from a mate of mine called Shane Edwards, who was ex-CEO of the Broncos. And he said, would you be interested in Wayne? I said, I'd be interested in him. He'd give us a ring if he's keen. So I was on the way to Fiji, and he rang up, and we spoke on the phone, and we spoke again in Fiji, and then I made a plane trip organised to go to London, to England, to interview him, to make sure we could get it sorted out, and I had a bit of an injury on the way, so which I had to get operated on the minute I got back, And so there was no difficulty, there was no negotiation on money or anything else. He was happy to accept what it was, and but it was for 12 months afterwards. But in our own minds, we just couldn't see how the Broncos were going to let him stay for another 12 months. So well, we were making preparations, and also the Broncos had also made approaches to our assistant coaches as well to go up there. So we were well aware that they probably so Blake did a great job dealing with the administration, and I worked with Wayne on the football side to get things across the line. So it wasn't that difficult in the end, by the way. It was probably just the timing of when he would leave, and whether it was going to be 12 months or not 12 months. It was always going to be coming straight away. The Broncos couldn't have had him there for another 12 months, and it would have been hard for us to see, but we could have done it,
Yeah, right time, right place, right people, and it's managed to
Yep.
work out. Have you spoken to Russell? I think he's over in Bangkok, isn't he? He's quarantining for a movie over there.
He's, we've been texting. We've got a bit of a joke about grand finals, and we've been texting back and forth. But as he always says, it's all about the miniature pony. And when we won the grand final, he promised my wife that if we won the grand final in 14, which I can't believe we did, but he promised her a miniature pony. So, which when after the grand final, he said, "Oh, we're going to get that miniature pony organised." I said, "You've got to be joking! I want a miniature pony." But anyway, he got her a miniature pony. So. Angel, and so it was. So it's always been a bit of a joke between us about making grand finals. It's all about the miniature pony.
Tell us when the game's on, what's Russell like on the text, on the texting? Is it back and forth throughout
No,
the
he
game?
doesn't text at
Is he?
all.
No, he
No,
doesn't.
he doesn't. Te no, at all. He actually. No, he texts before the game, and it's always a good wish, goodwill. Good wish. Best of luck today. Just very simple, and any and he texts to the coach, or in my days, myself, and obviously he'll text to Blake as well. And but no, mate, this conception of Russell, texting, and he doesn't do any of that. And even after the game, you have to contact him. He doesn't contact you after the game, because if we win, he's satisfied and probably having a glass of red. If we lose, he knows what it's like. He's become the ultimate owner, mate, in over the years. I went to America to actually. Have a close look at some of the owners in rugby league in the NFL with the Giants and so forth, and to learn what they were like and what successful owners are like. And Russell's become an unbelievably incredibly important part of the club, but he's become an owner who understands the game and understands the ups and downs and the ins and outs, and he's unbelievably loyal and supportive to everybody. So, and I don't just say that, I don't have to say it now, but he is, and he's got a passion for the club, which is real, and more importantly, he's got a passion for the game. So no, he doesn't interfere at all. In my whole time at South, 17 or well, 12 of them with him, 13 with him, he never came into the office, not once. Never once came into the office. Now he came across the training a couple of times, like if he was in Sydney or otherwise, and we'd stand and watch training, and he'd talk to the boys downstairs from time to time, and. Certainly, talk to the head coach from time to time, but really, mate, Russell is the ideal owner and supporter in the club.
Just finally, what worries you about the Penrith side on Sunday night?
Well, they're my number two side, of course, because I obviously was a CEO when they won it the last time in 2003. What worries me is that their youthful exuberance, but they've got a, they've got a really good halves and hooker. I mean, obviously happy won a grand final with us at South as well, but obviously Cleary and but particularly, I said to my wife before last week's game, I'm a huge fan of Jahrome Luai, and I said to her before the game, I said the only way they could beat Melbourne today if Luai runs the ball, and for the first time he ran the ball, and they were dangerous every time he ran it. But I think he's an outstanding player. They've got a really tough forward. They've got the best front rower in the game in Fisher Harris. So but they're a really great team. And we've got to play for 80 minutes, which we did last time. We've got to play for the whole 80 minutes. 79 minutes won't be enough, because once we take the foot off their neck, they'll come at us because they're so young, they're so exuberant, and they really have a devil may care attitude. And they're well coached. So no, they'll be a very hard side to beat. But I, I think that if we played our best and they played their best, I think we're the better side.
It's almost got a State of Origin feel to it, doesn't it? You're dead right. 79 minutes won't cut it. You're going to have to go the distance here. Great to catch up this morning. Hope you enjoy Sunday. Just kick back, have a barbecue, and do it via the television. You were there, of course, in the Penrith days. You were there in 2014 at South Sydney, in charge the whole way. So enjoy it. Really, really great to catch up this morning with you, Shane.
I just want to add one thing. I want to congratulate Blake and Nick Pappas and the board and all the staff, Mark Ellison and everybody else in the football department, because, you know, one of the things South is about is succession planning, and when somebody moves on, people step into their roles. And, you know, these people have been outstanding over the last 18 months in COVID, et cetera, and they deserve all the accolades they're going to get if they can win this grand final.
Well said. Good on you, Richo. Great to catch up. Enjoy the grand final.
Bye,
former Rabbitohs CEO Shane Richardson, there he is. Yeah, I mentioned Mark Ellison, football manager. Well, Shane and Mark joined South Sydney in the same year in 2004, and Shane's last year was 2014. Rabbitoh through and through. Great to get the thoughts of him leading into grand final week. So what did you make of the team of the year at the Dally M's last night? I'll run you through that and see how close Brandy got. We'll take a quick break. More of that after this.